I call the Environment Policy and Oversight Committee to order for March 18th. And we will be hearing the division report from Representative Bill's Game, Fish, and Forestry Division. That's House File 1238. And Representative Dill, you move the adoption of the division report.
Correct. I'd like to move the House File 1238, please.
Okay. Representative Dill moves the adoption of the Game, Fish, and Forestry Division reports for House File 1238. And Representative Dill, would you want to move the House File for committee engrossment?
Yes,
we do need to.
The same file, House 1238, for the committee engrossment, please.
Okay. Well, first, we do need to vote on the adoption to get it before us. So, all those in favor of adopting the division report signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion prevails. Division report is adopted. Now, Representative Dell, if you'd like to move.
I'd like to move the House File 1238, and the next stop is.
The next stop would be state and local government operations.
Okay, move House File 1238, recommended to pass, and go on to state and local government, please.
Okay, Representative Dell moves that House File 1238, first committee engrossment, be recommended to pass and be referred to the Committee on State and Local Government Operations Reform, Technology, and Elections. Representative Dell to the division report.
Okay, and then, Mr. Chair, I have the 1238A7 amendment.
Okay. Representative Dell, to the amendment.
Yeah, do you want me to explain the amendment and then adopt it, or how would you prefer we do
it? Yeah, just a very short
discussion. Okay. Well, the bill, we spent a considerable amount of time in the last committee, Game and Fish Committee, going through every imaginable piece of this bill and came up with about 8 or 9 different things that we wanted to fix. One of the things was we deleted Section 7 of the bill regarding ATVs. We just couldn't make that work at this time. I'm going to skip through these things and then have the DNR come up and quickly tell what their changes are. So that's on page 1 at line 1.13, delete Section 7. line 2.7 changes the shot size in a WMA between 40 and 160 acres to a 0.3 diameter shot. And if we could have Chief Conrad come up, I need to ask him a question, actually, about that particular item. Okay. And Chief Conrad, I haven't ever heard of FF shot. I've heard of F shot. So is that a technical matter? I've never heard of double F. I've heard of F and T, but never double F. So I don't know if double F is .23 or if that was actually to be F.
And Chief Conrad.
Mr. Chair, Representative Dill. Yeah, I'm not familiar with F either. Perhaps Mr. Bogus is?
Okay. Mr. Bogus is approaching in. And yeah, if you could state your names for the record as well.
You state your name on the record.
For the record, Chief Jim Conrad, the Division of Enforcement.
Thank you.
You must stay there.
And Mr. Bogus, welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. Ed Bogus, Division of Fish and Wildlife for the DNR. And I'm starting to think there's different designations. FF is one that at least one company based in Minnesota uses to designate 0.23-inch diameter shot. But I think Representative Dill is also corrected. It also goes by F. And I also noticed on this that we didn't say 0.23-inch. I'm thinking maybe it might, rather than deal with the sort of the trade names or numbers, that maybe just the diameter would suffice. And then if they call it F or double F, it still can be measured in terms of diameter.
Well, Mr. Chair,
Representative Dill,
I just, now that we're going to get to the bottom of that, we'll just let that go till the next stop, and we'll have a technical amendment at the next stop. But I wanted to bring it up while we have the heat folks here.
Okay.
And that might be able to be determined. 0.23 might be actually considered to be a caliber rather than 0.23 of an inch.
Well, it is 0.23, Mr. Chair and Representative Bill. It is this particular shot is 0.23 inch in diameter. Double op buck is like 0.32 inch in diameter.
So anyway, I think, Mr. Chair, we'll need a clarification on that. I don't think we know how to do it right now.
Okay.
All right. And then I'm going to keep going, looking for the. Page 3, line 3.22. The department had recommended that we delete the license required for people under 16 years old. We put it in the bill last year learn how many people are actually out hunting. I delete their language. That's what that is. Page 8, delete section 17. And then on page 4, 4.22, it allows crossbows outdoors during hunting season. And my question is to Mr. Conrad, does that allow crossbows outdoors during hunting season and to be used, not for hunting but for other uses? I wanted to make sure that was our problem with the bill yesterday. And so this would allow a crossbow to be used outside for whatever purpose they wanted to use it, as long as they were hunting.
Chief Conrad.
Mr. Chair, Representative Dill, yes, I think this accomplishes that.
Okay. And then the next change is on 4.26, line 4.26, and this is the tack bars provisions, and this would allow for unattended decoys where no public access and is on a water body and is surrounded all by private land. And each of these items are things that we were fixing as we discovered the problem. Number 4.23 changes the effective date on the youth on receiving a license for youth small game to 3/1/2010. And that is to coincide with the programming of the new ELS system. And is that the right date, Steve Conrad? Is that Mr. Bogus? That's the right date, he says. And then the repealers, which are on, and again, we're going to go back and run through the DNR stuff. Starting on line 5.24, the first repealer, 97A-525, is the common carriers regarding taxidermist animals. And then the next items are delete old licenses, deer licenses that the DNR is going to talk about in a few moments. And then 97C.405 has to do with the muskie size limits, which makes it 48 inches statewide except in those lakes that are managed for fish. I think that was in the metro type area. Yeah, tiger muskies. And then that's a 40-inch limit, as I recall, in those areas, in the listed lakes that are in the bill. So if we could go, if there aren't any questions on that, we could go back to page 1 again and starts on, and Mr. Conrad or Mr. Bogus can explain these sections. Line 1.7 is regarding the deer licenses. So, Mr. Bogus, could you explain that? And we're on the delete all, if you have that.
Okay.
Mr. Bogus.
Mr. Chair and members, the language on page 1, lines 1.6 to 1.9, just cleans up some of the references to deer licenses because we're deleting all-season and multi-zone deer licenses. A year ago, we came in with a simplification package that, as part of the final bill that became law, we got authority to not issue the all-season and the multi-zone licenses if we passed rules that made them no longer necessary. We did do that. So,
and Mr. Bogus, just sorry to interrupt, but I just wanted to let people know that we are on the A7 amendment. I think there was some confusion. Just to make that clear. So, proceed, Mr. Bogus.
And we'll see a few more references to this in this amendment.
Line 2.15 is further one. Go ahead with that.
Right. line 2.15, and then there's some more starting on 2.25 to 2.29. These are all in reference to deleting the all-season and multi-zone licenses. Now we just issue a license for archery, a license for firearms, and a license for muzzleloader, and those other multiple zone licenses and season licenses have become obsolete.
And Mr. Vargas, I understand that there needs to be an oral amendment made on line 2.24. And Ms. Taylor, if you'd like to walk us through that, please.
Sure. Mr. Chair, members, on line 2.24 of the A7 amendment, after the semicolon, insert or. And then on line 2.28, strike or.
And Ms. Chair, I'll move the oral amendment to the amendment.
Okay. Representative Dill moves the oral amendment. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion prevails. Amendment is adopted. And proceed, Mr. Vargas.
The next changes are on line 3.15.
And again, Mr. Chair and members, this just is correcting the cross-references to address those changes that we just talked about.
The next changes are on 3.16, and that was, Mr. Vargas, why don't you explain that one?
Mr. Chair and members, this relates to the fishing in state parks. We've got a provision in the bill that allows fishing in state parks without a license. There was some confusion in the language about exactly what that meant, because if you're shore fishing or wading on state-owned land, that was our intent, then you would not need a license. If you're floating or boating, then you would not need a license as long as you were on a water body that was fully contained within the statutory boundary of the state park. Otherwise, if it's a river that runs through the park or a lake that's partially in and partially out, you would need a license. Or if you needed a trout stamp, you would need a license. So this is clarifying language related to the state park free fishing provision.
Then, Mr. Chair, on line 3.21 is another date, March 1, 2010, and that has to do with the youth being issued a license for Cisco and whitefish netting. And it again is March 1, 2010 because of the coincides with the programming of the new ELS system, which will be very easy to program allegedly, and there won't be a fiscal note, I'm sure, ever again to program that license system. But nonetheless, we'll see how that works out. And then the next DNR item is down in 3.2 in section 21, subdivision 2. It's actually over on the next page 4. And again, these are deer licensing starting on line 4.3.
Right, and Mr. Chair and members, this is actually deleting those multiple zone and all season licenses that we just discussed. And then you can see that the items are renumbered, and that's the reason for the changes in the cross references to the items that were in the previous sections, and that are also. I think that's also what's happening down on lines 4.16 to 4.19.
Okay, Ms. Chair, and then the next item is on 4.26. I'm sorry, the next item is on line 4.24. And can you explain that about the muzzleloader and the high caliber during muzzleloader season? What's it mean?
I think the. Trying to catch up here with what we're doing. If you're looking at the.
Delete all.
Right. Oh, yeah, this is the provision that Mr. Chair members, Representative Cornish had asked about the, we were trying to make it clear that a person hunting by muzzleloader could not have a high-powered rifle while they're out there, but inadvertently we were also affecting predator hunting by people with high-powered rifles during the muzzleloader season, so we've just asked for now that we not do that. So. The language in the delete all on line 4.24 and the reinstatement of the stricken language that's on line 4.25 would just take out the parts of this section that dealt with what DNR had originally been proposing. We still need this section because there's a portion in here that relates to Representative Bill's uncased language.
All right, Mr. Chair, and that is the A7 amendment, and I answer any questions that are, or will have any questions answered, and if there are no questions, I'm ready to proceed with the adoption.
Okay. Representative McNamara.
Just thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Gill, did we miss on page 4.20 of your delete all of the A7? Did we skip those three lines, 4.20, 2122? Or maybe it's just the two.
No, I. That is what we just.
Representative Gill.
That's what Mr. Bogus was just talking about. No, we did not miss it. I talked about it earlier,
okay.
And this is the provision that allows for crossbows to be outside and being in use, unless, of course, you're hunting. And that's where I confirmed with Chief Conrad that that's what this language actually accomplished. Because if you'll remember when we met in Game and Fish, we had it in there that you couldn't have a crossbow outdoors and have a bolt in it or an arrow in it. It would just be simply illegal. So someone trying to target practice or shoot an unprotected animal wouldn't be able to use it that way. Is that correct? Okay. So we did address that.
Okay, and we do have a technical amendment that also needs to be moved here. Ms. Taylor, if you'd like to walk us through that.
Yeah, Mr. Chair members, it'll take me a second here. Line A7, or the amendment A7, line 4.23. Delete not armed, and then add to the amendment, page 10, line 32, delete the new language, or just delete line 32, I guess. So page 10, line 30, delete line 32.
Mr. Chair, I'll incorporate that amendment in.
Okay. Representative Dale incorporates that amendment. Oh, and then there's still another change. Ms. Taylor.
Sorry, and insert a period. After.
And insert a period.
If you could just pull the mic a little closer, so it's a little hard to hear.
Sorry.
The microphone.
On the A7, that last addition would be page 10, line 32. Actually, I'm going to change what I'm doing. Sorry. Page 10, line 32, delete with a bolt or arrow.
Okay. And just Representative Cornish.
Mr. Chair, could you read, then, or could Council read subdivisions to possession process, how it will read then in the final form?
And then
the whole thing.
Ms. Taylor.
Mr. Chair, Representative Cornish, I believe after the changes it should read, a person may not possess a crossbow in a motor vehicle during the open season for any game unless the crossbow... Sorry. Mr. Chair, I think you were actually correct originally.
Okay.
I think we're fine, so ignore me.
So we can just withdraw
that oral
amendment. So Representative Dill withdraws that oral amendment. And please proceed. Oh, that's right. So any questions at all on the amendment, the A7 amendment? Okay, I see none. Representative Dill, would you like to renew your motion?
Yes, I'd like to renew my motion for the A7 as amended.
Okay. Representative Dill renews his motion to pass the A7 amendment as amended. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion prevails. And Representative Dill, you have another amendment? Or would you?
I do not. Are there other amendments?
There are, but maybe you want to address the bill first in its totality.
My addressing of the bill is what questions do you have?
Okay.
Any of the members are familiar with this bill, and I'm ready, if there are no questions, ready to entertain amendment.
Okay. Any questions at all for Representative Dale before we move on to amendments? Okay, I see none, so we will move on to amendments next. And Representative Bill, did you have one more? Or
I don't have
that
one.
Was it. Okay.
Have one?
I thought there was one more from you,
or
but Representative Hackbarth has one.
Okay. This is the A4 amendment. I'm sorry. Mr. Chairman, the A4 amendment has to do with archery and the concealed carry.
Okay. Representative Bill moves the A4 amendment. Representative Bill.
And this, Mr. Conrad explain the problem and why we have this fix?
Mr. Chair, members, there were questions involving the ability of somebody with a concealed carry permit to possess a handgun while they were archery hunting. There was conflict with current statute that would not allow you to do that, although there were people out there that felt that they needed the possession of that handgun in order to protect themselves while they were out engaged in the hunting of deer by archery. This amendment addresses that and would allow the carrying of the concealed handgun during archery hunting.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Chief Conrad. And Representative Hackbarth.
And Mr. Chairman, I'd just like to add that it's only if you have a concealed carry permit.
Okay. Thank you. Any other questions on the amendment? Okay, seeing none, Representative Dill renews his motion to pass the A4 amendment. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion prevails. Amendment is
adopted.
Here's
the A6 amendment. And I'd like to move the A6 amendment.
Okay, Representative Dill moves the A6 amendment.
And this has to do with night bow fishing. I'll have Mr. Bogus explain the bill.
Okay, Mr. Bogus.
Mr. Chair, members, this is a provision that the bow fishing organizations have asked us to bring forward, and we're okay with this. We got authority from the legislature, can't recall if it was 2 years ago or 3 years ago, to authorize night bow fishing. We have opened a number of water bodies to night bow fishing through a permanent rule. We'd like to open some border waters. Adjoining states now have opened border waters to night bow fishing, and we have a permanent rule that we've started that would do that, but that's a very lengthy process. It could be another year or more before that's in effect, and so the groups would like us to be able to move more quickly. We think this is a good idea because it would allow us to use an expedited rulemaking process. These types of rules are only good for 18 months. And so they're not, even though they're done through a more expedited procedure, they're of short-term duration. And also, as you'll see on lines 1.22 to 1.25, they would allow us the opportunity to open some of these water bodies temporarily, since this is a fairly new activity. They use generators and lights to do this type of bow fishing. Works in some areas pretty well, in other areas it ends up creating some conflict, but they are shooting carp, and even though it's not a population control, it's certainly never a bad thing to allow where we can, and so we support this additional authority so that we could open some of these areas more quickly, or if problems develop, we could also close them more quickly than with the permanent process, and then eventually we could, those that work out, we could do the permanent rule.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Bogus. Any questions at all for Mr. Bogus or the author? Okay, seeing none, Representative Dill renews his motion that the A6 amendment be passed. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion prevails. Amendment is adopted. Any other amendments or questions?
No.
Okay. Okay, we have one more oral amendment. Ms. Taylor.
Mr. Chair, members, this would be to the A7 amendment, and it's line 3.22. It should say page 7 and not page 8.
Okay, and Representative Dill, would you want to move that amendment?
Yes.
Okay. Representative Dill moves the oral amendment. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion prevails. Amendment is adopted. Any other amendments or questions? Okay, I see none.
I think, Mr. Chair, there's peace in the valley. It's a win-win, and it's a good outcome.
Great. Okay, would you like to renew your motion?
Yes, I'll renew my motion to pass House File 1238 as amended to state and local government.
Okay, Representative Dill renews his motion that House File 1238, First Committee Engrossment, as amended, be recommended to pass to the Committee on State and Local Government Operations, Reforms, Technology, and Elections. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed?
Thank you.
That was fast. And we did not adopt the minutes from the last meeting yet, so we do. Representative Zyskowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move to adopt the meeting minutes from last meeting.
Okay. Representative Zyskowski moves the minutes from the last meeting. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion prevails, minutes are adopted, and meeting is adjourned.